2. In all those 3 months that Boyd was away at Rikers, certain images of him kept me company. The sexy parts. Well, of course, who wouldn't hold on to those? The way he raised his arm to reach for me in bed, the transformed look on his face when his eyes were closed, a grunt of praise in his throat for something I was doing. So when the actual Boyd returned, real life confused me at first. It was less abstract and it had more speech in it. I had all that longing, and then I had this person to talk to. What did we talk about? Whether Oliver was out of line when he threw his dinosaur at me, whether Rihanna had a better voice than Beyonce ever did, why people in restaurants could never fucking order logically. Boyd was not happy in his work at the diner. But didn't a man who'd tended bar have ways to maneuver people so they knew better than to give him a hard time? He did. He had to display just enough personality as a waiter to throw a healthy fear into patrons. The thing I wanted least was for Boyd to walk out on this job. His probation officer and I were of one mind on that topic. And I was hoping the new cigarette smuggling scheme was just talk. "Hey," I said, "you don't even smoke cigarettes anymore." He'd gone to the trouble of quitting in the last year, and what a cosmic pain that was. He was moody and hostile, and after a month he lapsed and smoked himself into a stupor for another few months before he quit again. He did too many nicotine patches. He almost ruined his teeth sucking hard candy and chewing gummy bears for distraction. And now he wanted to go all the way to fucking Virginia just to load a car with Marlboros. The one thing I had to be careful not to do was speak against his cousin Maxwell. And Boyd would cut me dead with a look if I said as much as, "Maxwell has too many ideas." At breakfast one morning, Oliver told a long story about his friend Hector at daycare playing a trick on him and running off with a truck they were playing with. Boyd said, "I think this Hector dude is not your friend. Friends don't act sneaky. Don't you be sneaky, be loyal. You hear what I'm saying?"